Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD, and I am here with my boobalicious wife, Carmen.
Why am I boobalicious?
I don't know. For like the last month or so, I have just been fascinated with your boobs for some reason.
Well, fascinate away.
I will. I do. I enjoy on a regular basis.
I'm glad you enjoy them.
Yes, I do. I don't know why. It just like I had a dream about them one night, and ever since then, it's been like I just can't get enough of them.
Boobs.
I know, I'm weird. Anyway, how you doing, my love?
Good, how are you?
I am excellente.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I was first one of us in the pool.
Did you go in?
Well, yeah, I had to see how deep it was last night with the pool guy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you did that.
Yeah, I was first one in.
They have resumed working on the pool at the Happy Good Times Fun Palace because the weather has finally broken just a smidge. We had literally 2 days of nice weather, and they got a lot done. All the berming and backfill, and the concrete is poured. The pool bottom is shaped and ready for poolcrete. It's amazing what they did in the last 2 days.
Yeah. Well, Monday they didn't work, of course, because it dried out from Sunday. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they were able to come out and start doing their thing. And
it's crazy.
Now it's going to be waiting for the liner, the poolcrete, and dear Lord, do we have landscaping.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. They tore the shit out of this place. But to be expected, anytime you bring heavy equipment in like that, it's going to get tore up a little.
What did you and I do last night?
We transplanted bushes.
Yay!
Thankfully, bushes with thorns.
Yay!
I am cut to shit, man.
I know.
I'm going to go to hedonism looking like I got in a fight with a leopard.
I know. I've got scratches all over the place.
Or a cougar.
Wow.
Anyway, it needed to be done, so we took care of it. I swore at the bushes a few times.
You kicked a bush.
You pissed me off, man.
You kicked a root ball.
It scratched the shit out of my neck and face. It hurt. So I kicked it. Anyway.
Would that have been its shin or its foot?
I don't know. I hope it was its balls.
It was its ball. It was a root ball.
Yeah, funny. We got a few things to talk about tonight. This past weekend, we hung out with some good friends. I'm going to throw you under the bus a little bit.
Okay.
So we made plans, and all right, before I post this, I'll text them and make sure, because we didn't talk to them if it's okay to talk about this, but
okay.
They've given us the go-ahead before, so they don't really care. It's the Monroes. We made plans with the Monroes just to go out and have a little dinner, and they had mentioned, hey, we want to take you guys out to your favorite sushi restaurant. We're like, cool, all right, that's cool. We love sushi. As the week went on, you know, Mrs. Monroe's not a sushi fan. She does not eat sushi. So we're like, well, let's go somewhere where all four of us can enjoy, a good meal. Yeah. So as this conversation's going on, we were trying to, because they're all, you know, spring break happened and everything. So we didn't know if they actually had their daughter with them or not. So we asked the question, or I did, and no, they did not. So Carmen's first response, bless you.
Thank you.
Carmen's response as soon as she found out they didn't have their daughter, well, why aren't they just coming here so we can do it?
Well, because we've never played at their house.
Right.
And they say that, you know, they're not quite set up, you know, whatever.
Like, Carmen, it's not always about the sex.
It's not.
Settle down.
It's not.
Keep your vagina in check. My
down,
God.
Down, girl. Down, girl.
So I had to laugh at that.
But, oh, my God, did we have so much fun.
We did. They found a local band that was playing at a bar, so we went out and had some dinner and went and hung out with the band and danced our asses off. We had a great time.
Oh, my gosh. I actually made it through the whole thing
till
the band ended.
Now,
it was an
I was going to say, a little side note. The band started at 7 o'clock, which rarely happens, and they were done by 11.
They were done by 11:30.
Okay.
11:30. But given my hip issues lately,
you did good.
I made it.
Yeah, you didn't hurt at all until the very end. You kind of
it was like the
struggling.
Last two songs. I'm like,
Yeah, and we danced a lot. I swung your ass around. I should have broke your hip.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I was flailing you about. So
I know.
No, we had a great time. It was fantastic. We had so much fun. So
had a new experience.
Yeah. Well, kinda.
Kinda.
You'd done it before.
But not in that environment.
Inside the bar we went to, it's actually a whole complex of bowling alley and bar and all kinds of stuff. But they also had axe throwing.
Oh, my gosh.
But it wasn't just axes. You could throw knives and ninja throwing stars and playing cards with sharpened edges. I don't know how that worked. But
they were metal.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could do all kinds of things. So, Carmen and Mrs. Monroe decided to take advantage of that and went in and threw some axes. It was cool.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. And then we got done. And, of course, Mr. Monroe, he's like, I got to try this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was neat. It was kind of cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I learned that I suck at throwing cards. I think I got two to stick.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that whole thing. I don't know. I guess.
I don't know.
A steel playing card. Where are you ever going to encounter that? So.
Right. The throwing star.
You did good.
That was fun.
Yeah. You even did good with the axe. And the axes were cheating a little bit because they had sharpened three sides of them, so the top and both sides were sharp. You could pretty much hit it anywhere and it's going to stick.
Right, and they were not regulation heavy ones. They only do that for, she said they only do that for leagues.
Competition, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So,
which is different from what I have thrown because I've thrown the heavy ones.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. We had a great time. And as I mentioned, it's not always about the sex, Carmen. We can go out and have fun with friends.
Of course we can. It's just been forever.
It has been a minute.
It's been forever with them.
So the second time I'm going to throw you under the bus this show.
What the fuck, dude?
I know. Did
you save this up because we weren't here last week?
Yeah. Well, no, because this all happened this week.
God, what did I do this time?
You were texting in our group chat with the Monroes, and you were trying to make a comment aimed at Mr. Monroe, basically talking about wanting to bang him. That's the gist of it. It was worded differently, but you're like showing me the comment going, is this okay? Because I'm so bad at this.
I know.
I'm like, all right, let me proofread you.
I don't know how to flirt, so I'm like, does this sound like, this doesn't sound like it should be coming out of my mouth, but it is coming out of my mouth. It just sounds stupid.
She's so sweet and innocent until you get her clothes off.
I didn't know how to do it.
It was funny. It was so cute. So I had to throw you under the bus. Sorry.
Thanks.
So guys, that really brings you up to speed. That's why we didn't do a show last week. We really literally did nothing the week before.
Well, we did. We hung out with Cherry Pie Couple, but it was vanilla. We just hung out.
Was that the weekend before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have been honestly just kind of stupid. Busy.
Yeah. Crazy busy. Work's been hell on both of us. And with the project going on in the yard, we're trying to do as much yard work as we can in between the raindrops. Mm-hmm. And it's just, yeah, it's nonstop. So we've got our vacation coming up, though.
Yeah. Well, and we had the big eclipse this week.
Oh, yeah.
That neither one of us went outside and looked at.
All right, guys, all you menage a trots out there, I want an honest count. Please email me who went outside and showed their butthole to the eclipse.
Oh, there was a whole conversation on that one.
I know somebody did. Come on.
And is it now saying, feed me?
I was going to say, or did you get superpowers? That's what I want to know. If you showed your butthole to the eclipse, and did you get superpowers? Not asking too much, is it?
No.
So, yeah, that brings us up to speed. We'll talk a little bit about hedonism, of course, as we get a little closer, but we're getting darn close right now.
We are 15 days.
2 weeks out, and we'll be hitting the shores of Jamaica, man.
15
I am working days. On my accent, man. We were having a discussion. I'm trying to figure out, what are they, do they speak Jamaican in Jamaica, or are they more English-speaking?
They're more English-speaking.
I think so at this point. And what is Jamaican? Jamaican's not Spanish. We think it's French in origin.
I'm going to go Google it.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Doesn't matter.
We're going to go.
I can say a red stripe. That's all I need. Jack Daniels.
Right? We'll be all right.
We'll be good to go. Topic for the night. Let's talk a little bit about rules.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about rules within the couple. I'm talking about rules within the lifestyle.
Rules of engagement?
To a point, some of them, yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, number one rule when dealing with anybody in the lifestyle is consent.
No means no.
Yep, no means no. Consent. Be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody says no, leave it at that.
Right.
Don't badger. That's a good one. Let's see. What are some other ones?
Don't discuss.
Discretion within the lifestyle. That's a good one. On a few different levels. First of all, how do you feel about kiss and tell? You go out, you have a fantastic time with a couple, you play with them. Do you talk about that?
With their permission.
Okay.
I mean, we've talked about some of our escapades here, but it's always
been is different.
With permission.
Yeah, it's always consent.
Yeah, and there's been many a times that we have not talked about on the show because we didn't have permission.
That is true.
So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's interesting because we have a very close group of friends that we tell pretty much everything to. We don't go into details with play situations.
Fun couple.
Yeah. Hey, these guys were great. We enjoyed spending time with them kind of thing. But those same group of friends, they're the kind of people we do tell everything to. So there is a fine line there, I guess. If they asked a question, I don't know. I'd probably tell them. Because I can trust them not to repeat it further than this room or whatever room we're in. So
right.
To go out and brag about it?
No.
Do not do that.
No.
If you do want to talk about a certain situation with another couple, you can probably do so. Just leave names out of it, locations, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Any identifiers.
Yeah, like, hey, we had this situation.
Yeah, we tried this once, or we were doing this and it was great. You know, that kind of thing. You don't need to tell who was all involved.
Right.
So.
Right.
Furthermore, on the discretion front, let's talk about parties.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it, hotel takeovers, for example. If you are at a hotel takeover and you go out for lunch or you go out for dinner, don't try to pick up the waitress and bring her back to the hotel takeover by telling her what's going on at the hotel.
Right.
That just leads to trouble.
Right. If you're invited to a house party.
I was getting there.
Oh, well, then get there.
I'm taking my microphone and going home. Carmen's being mean to me. I'm pouting now.
You are pouting.
You hurt my feelings.
You got your pouty pants on.
But furthermore, I'm still on hotel takeovers
okay.
For a minute. You know, don't talk to anybody outside the lifestyle about them.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, if you've got somebody that's interested and they just want to ask some questions, you can tell them what happens at a hotel takeover. You don't need specifics on which hotel it was at and what city it was in, because eventually they'll tell somebody and somebody will tell somebody, and then the next hotel takeover, there'll be a news crew outside.
Right. They get, that's a right quick way to get it shut down.
Yeah, exactly. So just be careful about that stuff. House parties, Carmen hit it on the head there. House parties are generally a smaller venue and a very, at least as far as we're concerned, we select the group we want at that particular party. And we rotate a little bit. We have different people to different parties and that kind of thing. But we selected those people because we thought they would gel together and everything would go great. You know, you want to put together the best party you possibly can.
Right.
So that being said, sometimes people don't get invited to a house party. Don't talk about the house party because you could be talking to someone that's friends with the couple and they're going to have their feelings hurt because they weren't invited.
Right.
It's just one of those things. Yeah, talk about it amongst the people that were at the party, but outside of that, you don't need to discuss it.
Yeah, if it's a private event, keep your trap shut. I guess that's the best way to say it, right?
See this? She's very blunt tonight.
I'm very feisty tonight.
She's kicking my ass all over the place. Shut your trap.
Hey, keep your pie hole shut.
Any other rules you can think about for the lifestyle? Other than the general ones, I should say, you know, always go with the pace of the slowest person in the group.
And don't just assume that because somebody's at a event or a place that you can just touch them.
Well, assuming that falls under the whole consent thing. Don't ever assume anything. Ask. That's all it takes is a simple question.
Right.
And I know it's awkward, and I know it can be embarrassing, but no, you have to ask.
Right. I mean, how many times as a woman have I walked down a hallway at a hotel takeover, and I'm getting groped, and it's like walking through the gauntlet?
Yeah. You won't even go down the hallway sometimes because it's too full. And it's like, nope.
Nope. Staying right here.
Nope. Ask. Mm-hmm. And that goes for any lifestyle situation, not hotel takeovers. That's everywhere. We've run into it at Desire. People grabbing unwantedly.
Right.
We've run into it on the Bliss Cruise a little bit. We've seen it everywhere. We've seen it at house parties. Just because you have a group of, a small group even, you know, six or eight people at a house party, does not mean everybody's interested in everybody.
Right.
Ask.
Absolutely. Ask.
I can't think of any other real big ones.
No.
Other than, you know, save your money, because this lifestyle costs a lot.
It does.
It adds up. I think that's about it.
I do. I agree.
So just discretion, no means no, consent. Those are the big ones.
Oh, another one?
Yes, ma'am.
If you're in a private Facebook group, don't steal freaking pictures. Mm.
Yeah, we went on a rant about that a while back.
Yeah.
Don't
people
steal.
Are trusting that, you know, they're trusting others in the group. So, you know, screenshotting or downloading the pictures that are there, that's kind of a no-no.
Yeah. And I think the people that are truly in the group because they're in the lifestyle and they want to meet people and they're there for the reasons you should be there, I don't think they generally do that. It's the rogue ones. And unfortunately, with the internet, you're always going to have that.
Stupid trolls.
People are going to get into the group that don't belong in the group. Mm-hmm. You know, they just want to see pictures and they want to do whatever they want to do with those pictures. But so you're going to get that a little bit. But that's just the internet, unfortunately.
Yep.
But yeah, if you're in the lifestyle, obviously, don't steal pictures. That's not cool.
No.
So. Anyway, I think that's it, huh?
I think.
Well, let's talk a little bit about our upcoming trip to Hedonism. We leave in a couple of weeks. We are psyched. We're going to go to Chicago for a night. We're going to go to Montego Bay for a night. And then we're going to go to Negril. Should I tell my story about Negril?
Sure.
So I was in a work situation here recently. And I was at a customer's location, and I was meeting with my client, and he said, hey, we've got a new guy. Why don't you come meet him? Perfect. Let's go. We walk into this office, and there's a couple of people sitting in there, and met them, shook hands, said hi, great, went on my way. Got home that night.
Well, there was some conversation.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes. So I'm pre-tanning. Oh, I tan all the time, but I'm pre-tanning for Hito, so I'm pretty tan right now. And one of the guys asked me, hey, did you just get back from a vacation? I said, no, we're getting ready to go to Jamaica. Oh, yeah, where are you going?
We go to Jamaica.
Yeah. I'm like, well, we're going to go to Negril. That's why I left it at Negril. He said, oh, yeah, we've been to Negril. And that was it. So I came home to a Facebook message of, hey, I see we have some mutual friends. It was great meeting you today. Let's chat.
Right.
I'm like, okay. And sure enough, the Negril they went to is the same Negril we're going to.
So we're going to actually meet up with them next weekend.
Yeah, we're going to have some dinner with them and get to know them a little better. It was just one of those, it was pretty gutsy on his part to reach out like that.
Yeah.
Because I unless he saw my bracelet, which is pretty darn small to pick up on that, the little tiny pineapple on there.
Yeah, he may have.
It might have. Yeah, I don't know. But other than saying I was going to Negril, Jamaica, which, ladies and gentlemen, there are a ton of resorts in Negril.
Maybe it
It's not was, like me just where there's one.
But the way that you just said Negril here, you had a look on your face like, I don't want to say where I'm going in Negril, so.
But I think that's part of, we've talked about it before, something, there is some vibration or energy or feeling that people in the lifestyle give off. Because you can pick up on it.
Swingdar,
it's a thing. I think that's, and maybe that's part of the way I said Negril was part of that. I was going, Negril, shut up in this room full of people.
Right.
I don't want to go any further.
Yeah, maybe they'll give us some good tips on, you know, on being there. And we talked about it. So one day we actually want to do the scuba.
Yeah, I think we're going to do scuba diving.
Yeah.
I'm a little hesitant about that because I don't know what their safety standards are in Jamaica. If something goes wrong, could be trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know. A little hesitant, but we'll see. We'll get down there and check it out and see if we feel comfortable.
Right.
So, yeah.
For sure, snorkeling.
Yeah. So that was my funny Negril story. You know, the stuff. And he was, obviously, he was perfectly discreet. He didn't say anything at the job and everything. He was perfect about it, just the way he handled it. Just for him to reach out personally
hey,
like that.
By the way.
Yeah, that was pretty cool and took some guts. I don't know if I'd be able to do that unless I knew for sure.
Right.
So it was interesting. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up, huh?
I think so.
Guys, we are going to get the hell out of here. We will be back next week with an all-new show. We hope you join us then. If you'd like to reach out to us, we'd love to hear from you. It's MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number 3, SOME @gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois. And on SLS, it is Lake S Couple on there, even though we don't live at the lake anymore.
Ta-da!
Have to change it to pool-ass couple.
Right.
That's it, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.